The Gospel of John, Chapter 11. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus, of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sisters sent to him, saying, "Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick." When Jesus heard that, he said, "This sickness is not to death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard therefore that he was sick, he stayed 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that said he to his disciples, "Let us go into the Judea again." His disciples say to him, "Master, the Jews of late sought to stone you, and go you there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbles not, because he sees the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbles, because there is no light in him." These things said he, and after that he said to them, "Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go, that I may awaken him out of sleep." Then said his disciples, "Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well." However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking a rest in sleep. Then said Jesus to them plainly, "Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him." Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, to his fellow disciples, "Let us go also, that we may die with him." Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was near to Jerusalem, about 2 miles off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatever you will ask of God, God will give it you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother shall rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Believe you this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world." And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, "The Master is come and calls for you." As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house, and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, "She goes to the grave to weep there." Then when Mary had come where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died." When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit, and was troubled, and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, "Behold, how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died?" Jesus therefore again, groaning in himself, comes to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay on it. Jesus said, "Take you away the stone." Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time he stinks, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Said I not to you that if you would believe, you should see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I knew that you hear me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that you have sent me." And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth!" And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go." Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, "What do we? For this man does many miracles. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation." And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said to them, "You know nothing at all, nor consider that this is expedient for us, that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not." And this spoke he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for that nation, and not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. Then from that day forth, they took counsel together for to put him to death. Jesus therefore walked no more openly among the Jews, but went into the country, near to the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim, and there continued with his disciples. And the Jews' Passover was near at hand, and many went out of the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. Then sought they for Jesus, and spoke among themselves, as they stood in the temple, "What think you, that he will not come to the feast?" Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees had given a commandment that if any man knew where he were, he should show it, that they might take him.